no front hugs on you. Ain't that fly? You ain't my drone. Stop and listen. No front hugs and no kissing. I ain't that scared to call your mama. You'll be rolling home in a coma. I got my crew. You ain't got nothing. Follow these rules.
Yeah.
Cause we ain't bluffing now. You ain't no rabbi. You ain't no priest. So rise up off me like the showbread with no yeast. Now don't use that front hug, boy. That makes it awkward. That's inappropriate now. You back up off her cause we wanna keep our mind pure. Wanna keep away from sin. That means it's you two, girl. Only one all around.
Give me that Christian side hug. That Christian side hug. Give me that Christian side hug. That Christian side hug. I'm a rough rider. Give me that Christian side hug, that Christian side hug. Give me that Christian side hug, that Christian side hug. Give me that Christian side hug, that Christian side hug. I'm a rough rider, filled up with Christ's love. Give me that Christian side hug, that Christian side hug.
We be walking like, we be talking like, we be side hugging every day and night. It's how we do, boo. This ain't no club. So don't be hating on me when I show no love. We live in holy.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hall. Today is Monday, November 30th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I am. You remember?
Can you get this shit going, please?
This is episode number 278. Do you remember when you first started doing the shows with us?
Yeah.
And every intro, you would be like, hey, my name's Danny, and I would
make
just
fun of me.
I could not help it.
My name's Danny.
I had that going through my head. I was like, oh, God.
Why do you even think of that? It's been so long since you've gotten over that.
I know. I have for the most.
I should have just been like, hey, my name's Braden.
Oh, God. I would have shit my fucking pants all over the place.
I miss that kid.
I know. Anyway, thank you guys so much for being with us. This is episode number 278, the Monday Night Show. If you are listening live, the jamhole.com/live/feedback type shit will read, or you can give us a call 406-204-4687. Of course. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I had an awesome, fun filled day.
You staying out of jail?
Yes, I am.
Have the cops come to talk to you?
No.
Since then?
No. Actually, from what I hear with Ashley, they've been really cooperative.
Is she in jail?
Nice. No, she's not.
Are you sure?
Positive. I just left her house.
Because I sent the KPD a copy of that episode just for jokes.
You're
like, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
Let's not do that.
We're funny.
At all. You should have put, like, burnt a CD and wrote on it, this is all fictitious material, but...
Except for the part where she's talking about getting somebody else's urine to pass her drug test. That part, that was all on the up and up and for real.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, that would have been fun.
I got about 5.5 hours at work today.
Yeah?
Which is kind of nice. I got to stretch that hardcore. Seriously, there was nothing to do except for cook tickets when they came in. And when they came in, I end up washing dishes twice just so I have something to do. I ended
that
up
sucks.
Panning up like a whole nother like 15 pounds of burger just so I'd have something to do. And there's already 10 pounds panned
burger
out.
Burger from Michigan?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like burgers.
Because that burger,
like
you gotta cook because he's diseased with cold.
Yes, he is
flus.
Diseased.
That kid's been sick longer than anyone I know in the history of ever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yes. Worse than me or David.
You know, I got to mention something before we get on with our interview here. when it was Thanksgiving, we went to the store to go get a couple pies and whatnot to bring up to your mom's house. I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but...
You love pie?
besides that...
Because you ate all of the cheesecake, you fatty, fat McFat pants?
Besides that, cunt, we got some pumpkin pie, and of course, with pumpkin pie, you have to get a topping, a whipped topping, preferably. You can either go with whipped cream, or you can go with Cool Whip.
Cool
Whip. I had a question. I don't know. I guess I could have read the ingredients, but I was curious. Like, Cool Whip is so unbelievably cheap. It was like 97 cents for a big old fat tub of it. Like,
it's probably something like what's on top of that pie, that not key limes, but lemon meringue pie.
Fake sugar that's all just whipped up and
with
fluffy.
With egg whites and all that. Probably something like that.
There's nothing else that you could buy in the store or anywhere for that matter and get that much of it for so cheap. Like, it is so unbelievably cheap. Like, why?
Except
for
ramen.
Well, except
ramen's very, very cheap, too.
If you got ramen and put Cool Whip on it, you would be
whip.
Wow. You would be good to go. And for like a buck, it blows my mind. And so then I got to thinking, like, if it's this cheap, generally things that don't cost very much money aren't very good for you, like, to ingest.
Most generally, yes.
And then I'm thinking, like, I'm waking up in the middle of the night and looking for just something to eat for I don't even know why. And all we have is the Cool Whip leftover that we didn't eat with the pie.
Is that what you got up for last night?
No.
Oh.
I ate it all before that. But, so I'm standing there
ate it alone? Just the
I'm
Cool
standing
Whip?
There naked, like, dipping my finger in this Cool Whip, eating it. And that's when I thought of this. I'm like, this whole tub was like less than a dollar. What the fuck am I eating? And then I went in the mirror and I looked at myself and I had a little tear and I was like, Matt, you sad, sad man.
Guitar Hero Dave says, Fatty McFat Fuck.
Yeah, thank you for that. All right, well, speaking of Cool Whip, let's give our buddy Tim a call here.
Okay.
You guys may know this fella from the Distorted View show.
I love this man so much. He's the only other podcast that I actually listen to every day.
Hello.
Hi, Timmy.
Hi.
What's going on?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Doing good. How are I just yeah, hi. I'm good.
Look, she's freaking, dude. Holy crap.
I'm sorry.
That's amazing.
I listen to him every day.
That's
awesome.
And he
makes me happy cuz he's twisted. Oh, so
So I got to ask real quick, and I don't want to blow your show, but how was the new episode of Intervention?
Amazing. The combination of Intervention and Hoarders is quite possibly the best 2 hours of television anywhere ever.
You can't get more goodness out of your money. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there was everything in this episode. A woman who needed help getting her maxi pad put on her.
Whoa.
She needed her diaper changed. And then the old was gumming a hot dog because she lost her dentures in her mountain of shit in the house.
Oh, my
fantastic.
God.
Oh, my God.
That amazes me.
Anyway, not a cooked one.
That
yes,
amazes
fantastic.
Fantastic, man. We started watching that show a while ago because unbeknownst to me, when I first hooked up with Danny, she's got a little hoarder blood in her. And as you may know, hoarding is genetic. You know, if you have a hoarder in your family, chances are you have that blood in you. It's like vampirism.
Yeah.
So I thought.
Yeah, I lived with someone who had a meth addiction a couple years, and I didn't realize he had a meth addiction, and they start hoarding as well, kind of. They live like,
yeah,
he had a cat and he never would change the litter, and I wouldn't do it because I felt like, you know, it's not my fucking cat, and we had fleas in the, like, I couldn't walk around the house without socks on because the fleas would bite my ankles and shit. So yeah, it was a pretty rough time.
That's kind of disgusting. But did
sort
you
of
know
lived in a
maybe what he was doing is saving up the cat piss and using the ammonia in that to make the meth? Did you ever think of that?
No, I didn't think of that. That's a good theory.
Oh, thank you.
That's disgusting.
So, well, let's get right down to it. The Screaming Bunny scandal of 2009.
That makes me sad every time it somehow sneaks onto his show. Like, people calling and say, hey, Tim, I have a really cool song for you. And you hear part of the song. Yeah! It's like, I'm like, oh, that's a bunny getting smashed.
Oh, yeah, right.
What
that
happened?
That was a disaster.
What happened, man?
Well, James, what I think is funny, other people don't agree with me. It's that was a miss, I guess. I thought playing a woman killing a bunny and crushing it and hearing the bunny scream would, you know, bring the lulls, and it didn't.
It must be just a hit and miss kind of business. I mean, you could have gone with the dead baby or the screaming bunny. You never know what's going to work.
Dead baby's way funnier.
I'm still looking for like a good piece of audio of a baby being tortured.
Really? Well, we might be able to help you out with that.
Great.
So, did you seriously lose like a lot of listeners from that, or was that just kind of exaggerated?
There was a drop. I don't know if you can hear me. My Skype is fucking up or something. But yeah, there was a drop in regular listeners. Well, I really don't know about the free side, but I did notice some cancellations that week.
Wow.
For the side, and then also got some emails from people that we're not very pleased with that.
Pretty angry. Now, that's weird, and you've discussed it a little bit on your show, and we mentioned it too here, that out of all the things you would choose to get upset about, and then above that, to actually cancel a subscription to a show that's been putting out, you know, this content for so many years because of that one thing, like that's what you choose to get angry about. It blows me away.
Retarded. And I get like people, and I'm sure you guys probably have experienced this too. Like people have their own line, I guess, that once they get upset, like everyone has their own issues. Like I was talking about, what the fuck was I talking about?
African-Americans?
No. It was some website about dead babies, like babies that before they were born, and then you could post pictures of them or something on this web.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember that.
And so someone thought it would be funny to put my face on one of these dead baby pictures, and I used it as album art. And I got a voicemail from someone. It was on one of the Sideshow episodes, and this guy was bawling. He was crying, talking about, you know, his wife lost a baby, and then she ended up committing suicide. And I mean, it was just this horrible voicemail, and it made me feel like shit.
Well, if so
I lost the listener.
If people have these types of issues with certain things, they shouldn't be listening to these types of shows, for one, because we do all have an augmented, twisted field of humor. You know, and
yeah.
I find dead babies hilarious. I thought it was great that somewhere over in Asia they were cooking and eating them.
Ew.
So,
I maybe stumble upon these shows thinking, oh, you know, it's a comedy show, and maybe the episodes they listened to were being kind of innocent, and then, you know, the third episode they listened to, we hit them with something like, you know, a dead baby.
Right. I remember the first episode I listened to was a Sextastic Tuesday, and I think it was not the one with the ball crushing. It was a couple before that, but the ball crushing one's the one that really stuck with me, and I was like, holy shit, people are putting this out there to listen to? This is amazing.
I know.
Yeah, Sextastic Tuesday, I've been doing that because I've been doing that since like 2001 or something, and I hate the name of stupid. I also wish I didn't have to do it every week, but people just got so used to it, and when I don't do it, they get, you know, I start getting emails and stuff, but some weeks you find good stories, and some weeks, you know, it's a clusterfuck.
Yeah, I've noticed lately.
The Alice in Wonderland one kind of sticks out in my mind. It's a good one.
Bad one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, sure.
So I've noticed since, I've been listening since probably a little after 05, and you've alluded to your sexual preference here and there, but you've never, like, firmly been like, this is what I am, go fuck yourself one way or another. Is that for any particular reason, or is it just like a little joke for you, or what's up with that?
Well, originally, the reason why I didn't mention it was because I wanted to play it both ways. No, just kidding. But the reason why I do that is just so I can make my stupid jokes, whether it be about a girl or a guy or whatever. But, you know, and then episode, I think Satan outed me as a big cock-smoking fairy. But a lot of people still didn't get it. They thought that that was just a bit, you know?
Right.
And so when people still don't get it, obviously, I mean, if you go on my Facebook or MySpace, it clearly says that I'm a big homosexual.
So did you ever date girls, or have you been gay since birth?
Well, I believe I've been gay since birth, but I went through a period in high school where I dated girls.
So did you
a couple?
Did you ever? No. Did you ever fuck a girl?
No, never fucked a girl.
Okay, because
gross, man. Come on, sick.
What about a chick with a dick? I mean, come on.
Yeah, that I've done a couple times.
I could get a strap on. It's cool.
So the DV tranny is an actual portrait then. It's not just a made up character. Interesting.
That's my girl, my friend, boyfriend.
Gets confusing, don't it?
Yeah.
That saddens me a little bit. I was hoping to someday meet you and have your babies.
Oh. I know. We could
eat them together.
We were going to sell them. Fuck.
That was an
get me drunk enough. You never know.
Hey, I could get a strap on. No big deal.
I've heard that audio also. You are a mess of a drunk, dude. Let me tell you.
Well, that's another thing. I don't know if either of us, but 1 year when I that all went down, when I got really drunk at New Year's, I posted a video on this, you know, drunk or whatever, as my friends are putting me in my bed. And there's like a whole slideshow that plays progression from being, you know, sober to extremely drunk. And in one of the shots, you clearly see me just fucking making out with a dude. So, and people still just didn't get it.
So did you post that video up? Because I heard the audio from that. I didn't know that you actually posted the video.
Yeah, on the sideshow.
That would be why, because we're cheap fuckers up here in Montana.
I've been meaning to get a sideshow thing, because I was so pissed last week when you did all sideshow shows.
Yeah, sure.
And it was just best ofs or whatever. I was like, God damn it! I need new DV!
She's been meaning to get me to get her one, is what
right,
she means
exactly.
When she says that.
That's exactly what I mean.
Christmas.
So have you?
I just need your voice. It's so heavenly.
Anytime.
When you bring back the Lifetime memberships, we'll put one on layaway.
Yeah, no, this is not Kmart. I don't do layaway plans.
So you did that one live show that was, back around 1,000. Have you ever thought about doing that normally? Like, a lot of podcasts do their shows live now, like we do on Ustream.
Live shows just require so much commitment.
Is it just
I really do want to do a live program again, you know, like through Ustream or whatever, but I don't know. I just feel like I just really would need to commit to it, and I don't want to do that yet.
Is it because of the way your show is put together, it would be kind of a pain in the ass to do on the fly? Like, it sounds like a lot of post-production.
Yeah, it would be a lot of pre-production stuff still.
Right.
And at that point, I'm just like, well, if I'm doing all this pre-production anyways, might as well just record it in no time. But
say fuck it.
I think if I did do a live program, it would have to be a little bit different than the recorded shows.
Have you ever thought about doing
I don't know, have you guys, I'm sorry, do you guys ever do like recorded shows, or are they always just live?
Well, when we first started out, we did them just straight up recorded, and then we started doing them just live audio, and then we got some cameras, and it's been live video ever since.
Yeah.
Now, I'm kind of curious.
That sounds
Tim.
Good.
Yeah. Have you always done DV by yourself? Like, have you ever wanted a co-host just for like that extra little like input or like that back and forth?
Oh yeah,
type of
yeah,
deal?
Absolutely. When I first started messing around with Distorted View, and actually did the first episode of Distorted View, back 1997 or 1998 when I was still in high school.
Wow.
I would have a big group of the shows were. I would have my friend Joe. And just other friends from school, and it was like, you know, there's like four or five different people, you know, and we were just goofing around and, you know, talking about our day and everything. And then when I went off to college, this company called Real Talk got a hold of me and heard someone wanted to do Distorted View. So I got my friend Joe again to co-host, and we moved to Dallas, Texas for a short time. And then we had live shows in Dallas.
And then Joe got AIDS and died.
No, Joe's still alive.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm thinking someone else.
Matter of fact, I'm moving in with Joe again. He's going to become my roommate in February.
Did
and
you?
So he might he might start popping back up on shows.
Nice. Cool. Did you guys ever date? Like, did he start out being a boyfriend type of thing, or was he always just a bro?
Joe, I met Joe in junior high, and we just know each other. Was gay or whatever. And then in high school, I started telling my friends that I was a big cock smoking fair.
Did that get you?
he was the last one that I told because I thought he would take it the worst, and come to find out, he was
gay also. So fantastic! Yeah, did you guys just exactly. like look at each other and like give a big old gay high five right then and there? I can totally.
I stuck a finger in his ass, kind of like a gay high five.
All right, fair enough.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So growing up in Ohio, that's kind of Midwest, a little Bible Belt. That gets you beat up a lot in school?
Surprisingly, no. Everyone that I've ever told, including friends and family members, they've all just sort of just been okay with it. And, then I moved down to Columbus, Ohio, and Columbus is a big gay population. It's pretty liberal for Ohio.
Hippies and faggots, that's so. What's in Columbus.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's the appeal.
I got a couple more questions before we let you go here. What made you start that whole voicemail segment? Because you seem to
get... great.
It's great, but sometimes I can hear it in your voice, and I know it's all for funny, but sometimes you get really angry with it. Like, why do I even fucking do this?
Yeah. I started reading emails that people would send in, and...
Which is why it still says email.
I didn't want to read.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I still say email
right.
On the program, but they are voicemails now. And then I heard about that service or whatever, and then a bunch of people just started voicemailing in. So it just sort of became a segment of the show. So there's really, there's like three parts. The first part where I play like the audio and video or whatever.
Right.
And then I do the news, and then the last part is the voicemail. And it's just – some days it's just a way to kill – and other days the voicemails are actually good.
Yeah. Out of all the voicemails you play, how many do you actually get? Is it you get pretty inundated with that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at my email right now. I have 610 that I haven't played since.
Jesus, but, dude.
I know.
That's crazy.
So wow. I'm trying to do voicemail shows every once in a while to catch up. I'll never be able to play all of them, but
right. Some just get lost in the ether.
Yeah, and honestly, most of them shouldn't be played anyways. So they're just awful.
Amen to that. I think I've contributed a couple to that list. So,
yeah,
what are your thoughts on Adam Curry and Pod Show Mevio? That whole mess of shit. Did he ever approach you to give you his soul?
Yeah. Well, basically, what happened was during that first year of the. Best awards. You guys were nominated this year, right?
Yeah, on our own this time.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
But for that first year, they were Bo and the podcast awards together, and I went down to California and actually met a bunch of people. I met Keith and the girl and a bunch of other people. But that was a great time, but everyone was talking about this pod show thing, right? Because Adam Curry was getting millions of dollars. Yeah, I'm going to fucking, start making some money with
right,
this.
Right, the whole quit and your day job thing.
Yeah, I know. They never got a hold of me.
That's good.
I was always like, I was pissed off at them. Honestly, I was like, I've got a decent amount of listeners.
Yeah,
but I think
sure.
It was the content of my show. Anyways, for this year, 2009, I finally get an invitation. They're like, we want you to be a part of whatever pod show or Mevio or whatever. And I'm like, fuck, I'm doing it on my own and I'm, I don't need you,
Right.
So I basically just said, told him to fuck off.
Well, that's good. Did you, did you ever listen to that? I think Keith and the girl, they were the ones that read through their original contract line by line. And basically, you gave them your show, all the content, all of the past shows, the name, all of that shit. And people signed it.
Yeah.
That blew my mind, dude.
I didn't listen to that episode of Keith and the Girl, but I heard about it because there was a lot of going on. And that was the first time where I actually stopped and said, well, maybe it's a good thing, that I didn't get involved with these people. Because I know Don and Madge Weinstein or whatever from Yeast Radio, I think they all pretty much – they didn't really get anything out of that relation.
No, I guess
– in the long run.
Yeah, and a few of them actually did lose their shows, and if they wanted to do anything after that, they had to change the name and all that shit. Like, it was
oh, really?
It was pretty crazy.
That's a pretty shitty thing to do.
Are you a religious gentleman of sorts, or what's your affiliation?
Well, I was raised say I was raised Catholic. I mean, because technically I'm Catholic. I'm a non-practicing Catholic. As for what I actually believe, it's I don't even know.
Agnostic?
As I'm like, yeah, I guess I would say I'm agnostic.
You believe there's something out there, you just don't know what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm definitely believe that the world 2012, because I saw a bunch of shows on the History Channel that told me that was going to happen.
Nice.
And it scares the shit out of me.
I hear you can trust the History Channel pretty good. All right. Well, we got a few questions here from people listening live, and then we'll let you get out of here. Burger from Michigan says, have you ever received death threats, DMCA notices, or other legal problems because of the podcast?
No. Although Distorted View has a court case that I was not, thank God, a part of.
For
and
your
I don't even know
cards?
If I can talk about this. It's been going on for like 2 fucking years, and every time the okay to talk about it, he doesn't respond to me. But basically, there was a podcaster who would host a show with his daughter.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Carino.
I don't want to say any names. That could be him. It could be someone else.
Yeah, no. He was recently on Keith and the Girl, and they talked a lot about that. So, yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, great. Well, then, yeah, that's I just know that Michael emailed me, and I guess the episode where I don't even know exactly what episode was the issue, but some episode of Distorted View where I played them or something was.
Yeah, it was that whole it was the reenactment thing where you recorded some audio and then you asked for the listeners to record some audio to go with it, and yeah, that got into the hands of
I think it was the that same video where the old man on the little boy, and then yep. In another scene there's a stepdad, and yeah.
So
but that's
other
the only
than
problem
that, other than that, no death threats. What about Cornswald? You heard from him lately?
I haven't been to his website. I don't even know if the guy is real or not, honestly. I mean, he writes such crazy shit. I can't believe that he's real.
I think he is real because another podcast I listened to, The Skeptics Guide, he started messing with them also. So it may be a fictitious character that just fucks with podcasters, but I think it's a real dude. A very real,
he's just he's a
sad dude.
Yeah. Have you guys run into any problems with, people?
No, not too much.
Christians here and there.
Yeah, we got a lot of Bible thumpers around here. We've put a couple people in their places that
another
were
another podcast in this valley.
Yeah,
got bitchy.
Them and a couple of ex-boyfriends of friends of ours that were fucking around with friends of ours. So we call them on the show and give their phone number out, and we always end up getting apologies from them, which is kind of cool.
It's kind of nice. It's nice.
That's nice.
So another question, Burger from Michigan wants to know, do you spit or swallow?
Most of the time I would say I spit.
That a boy, Tim. My kind of guy.
So if I spit, it's cool now?
No. Not at all. Not at all.
How come it's okay for Tim, but not me?
Because Tim's done 1,000 episodes. Once you're at 1,000, then you can spit. Willie Goat from LA says, did you ever end up trying salvia?
No, someone did send it to me, and then I think I ended up moving to Columbus, and I sort of lost it.
Probably the same guy that sent us some.
Yeah.
And last question, Chickadee from Ohio.
Chickadee.
Yeah, you know Chickadee.
She said that you broke her podcast cherry, is what she said. I guess you were her first.
She says, dear Tim, will you please put out a Tiger Beat poster of you and Corey that I can hang on my ceiling and masturbate with every night?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know what you want to say.
Done and done. No problems.
I'll comply.
That's awesome. Well, right on, man. Thanks for letting us interview you, finally. It's been a pleasure.
No problem. Hi. Yeah.
Absolutely. I've got to say, I listen to a few podcasts, not a whole bunch to like take up my whole day or anything, but there's seriously only one podcast I listen to every day, and it happens to be the one where there's absolutely no co-host involved, and that's you, and you do it superb, man. Just perfect. You definitely appeal to my side of humor, so thank you.
I love you, Danny.
All right, well, get off his dick. That's enough.
Hey, dude.
All right,
man. Strap on and be on.
And if you could do us a favor, make us a little bumper, something like that, that says, you know, this is Tim from Distorted View, and you're doing whatever with the jam hole. You gonna do that for us? Not right now, though.
Yeah.
Not right now.
Do you want me to do it right now?
No, because your Skype connection sucks.
Okay.
So email it to info@thejamhole.com for me.
Okay, I'll record that for you.
Awesome. You're the man. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, see you guys later.
All right.
I love you.
Later.
What was that?
For being a podcaster, Tim Henson, everyone, Distorted View. Fantastic.
I'm all over his podcock.
I noticed that. For being a podcaster that's been doing this longer than any of us, you have the worst Skype connection I've ever, dude. Holy Christ. I apologize for that.
I doubt he uses his Skype for very much except for just voicemails for the show.
He uses it for making prank calls to QVC and calling 1-800-sex numbers, but that was awful. I mean, it was a great time talking to him.
We got it, though.
I hope it wasn't cutting out for you guys as bad as it was for us, because that was cutting out pretty bad. But
I love Tim so much.
DistortedView.com, Tim Henson, everyone. So
through the cuts and stuff, I heard him go, "I love you, Danny."
I know.
And
Are you wet? Are you wet?
I'm wet.
We gonna fuck later?
Oh yeah. I'm gonna call you Tim. Is that cool?
That's fine with me.
Okay, cool.
Put it in the ass like you're Tim.
Like, yeah, Mr. Henson. No, not in the ass.
All right. Well, moving on with the show here. I hope you guys all enjoyed that. I did. That was
absolutely
more. That was more for me.
His voice is so great.
Than it was for you guys. So. Sorry. But I got to tell you guys, after being through this whole ordeal with my penis, I used to take my dick for granted. It's always there. I got to pee. Boom. There it is. I got to fuck. Boom. There it is. It's hard. It works. Everything's fine. No problems. When you have to go without, like, being able to fuck, like, whenever. I mean, you can, once you're in a relationship for a while, you'll go, you know, a few days here and there without fucking, and you don't really think about it. But when you can't fuck, like, that's all you fucking think about, dude. I have never thought about sex so much as I have this past month.
I know. Right?
There's so fucked up, dude.
You get mad at me when I'm like, dude, I don't want to fuck up your dick.
I'm like, I don't care if I have stitches in. I just need to stick it in something. Fuck, dude. But so finally, like, you know, it's healed up enough, and I was jerking off a little bit, and, you know, feeling to make sure that, okay, if I go this way, it doesn't hurt. If I go this way, just making sure I'm not going to tear anything. Because, you know, there's nothing holding it on now except for my skin.
Your skin, right.
If that rips, my dick's going to hit.
Which doesn't look like it's holding it very well.
Yeah, for one, I have a hole in my pecker and not in the top where they're supposed to. I mean, I have that hole, but I also now have, like, a little porthole in
the side
of it. And last night, I saw this little white thing in it, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? So I kind of, like, pull at it a little bit, and I pull it out, and it's string.
It's a stitch.
I'm like...
Like the stitches I have.
But it looks like kite string.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the
fuck
is this?
No, it looks like dental floss, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
It was like yarn.
And then I came in, and I was like, what, really? And you're like, yeah, and you showed me a piece, and then you looked at it some more, and I'm looking in the hole in your dick, and I'm
right.
like,
and then
there's another one.
Yeah. And then
I'm like, let me pick it out, please. I really want to pick it out.
I'm like, no. She's like, no. Just because it's in the hole. Like, there's, you see where the scar is, and there's a little hole there where the skin didn't quite heal together, and I don't know if that's gonna heal together, or...
I hope so, because it's kind of creepy.
You could play it like a flute, I believe.
Like, they need to close that, because it freaks me out a little bit.
It's weird, isn't it?
Well, the thing is I don't know if it's completely healed on the inside, or
no,
if it's
safe,
not.
Or what. It's not completely healed on the
inside.
Because
I'm scared to, like, give you head, or, like, you know, get something infected. I don't want any, like, your inside juices getting in my mouth. You know, that
fair
freaks
enough.
Me out. You know, I don't know. This is weird. I don't want baby cysts growing on my lip because I
well,
fucked your
dick. Well, yeah, I don't think that'll happen. But
I
yeah,
don't think so either, but it's just kind of weird. I don't mind, you know, fucking or whatever, because my vagina's pretty
tough. So we finally got to fuck last night.
We did. And it was a serious fuck session.
Oh, my Christ.
I was thinking that you were almost there, right? So I came.
I was almost there the second I entered your vagina. I was like, oh, God, I'm going to come. No, I have to fuck more because this is, like, I haven't fucked in so long.
Well, I hadn't,
like,
had anything in my badge for, you know, except for my doctor's fingers in, like, months. So... It had to have been almost like fucking a virgin at that point without the cherry.
Don't flatter yourself, honey.
Hey, shit's tight.
It is tight, son. But yeah, it's weird, like, after going so long without it, and you can jerk off all you want, it's not the same, dude.
Hell no, it's not the same.
You can jerk off with fleshlights and blow-up dolls.
I can use dildos and jerk the shit off, but it's not the same. You don't have somebody on top of you sweating going, yeah, fuck me. It's not the same.
Yeah, it's not at
all. It's not moving on its own. You have control of it. That kind of sucks. You like the chance. Yeah. The surprising thing.
Was it... okay, like, is my dick the same?
Yeah,
did you
your
notice,
dick was great.
Did
no,
you notice a difference?
No.
There's not, like, a big bump, like, hitting your clit or anything like
didn't
that?
Didn't feel that at all. It felt perfect. It was amazing.
And I was
the only
trying
thing
to...
that I got annoyed at, it seemed like, I don't know how to put this. And there's actually two things, I guess I could say, but you were trying to hold off so hard.
Yeah,
and
I knew
that you wanted to savor it. And I was like, okay, he wants to savor it, whatnot. But after like 5 minutes after I came, I'm kind of like, all right, dude, you're not even really moving anymore. You're just kind of holding it in there because you like the feeling. But, you know, let's get this going. And like, finally, you know, you end up coming. But because
you
did
the same thing.
What?
I remember a while ago, you were like, I could have came, but I just kept him down there. I'm like, I was down there for 3 hours, bitch. That's not nice.
I know. It's the same thing.
That's not nice at
all. No, it was totally cool. It was absolutely fine. Okay. So you had a pretty good bust anyway. But it seemed like you were so into it and so you hadn't had it in so long that you were salivating.
I was
because when
a
you
bit.
Were kissing me, you drooled into my mouth and I almost gagged. I'm not joking.
No, I know.
Like,
I was
when
there.
You were kissing me in bed, like, you slobbered all over my fucking face, and you licked my cheek, dude. I was like, I think I said that. I was like, did you just lick my cheek?
Yes.
You're like,
and then I licked it again.
Dude, seriously, don't slobber all over me. And when you're kissing me, come on, swallow a little bit of that shit first, please.
I'm going to spit all over you next
time. I don't like the whole sloppy kisses
now
thing.
Now that
man.
I know that bugs you, I'm totally just going to...
I don't like the whole right sloppy face, kissing thing at all. Guitar Hero Dave says his O face. Yes, he had a very amazing O face. Okay.
And I was trying, like, I wanted to fuck you so fucking hard, but I was like, this is going to hurt me eventually. So I was like, straight up missionary, just do it and get it done and go to bed because... I don't know yet. I don't have the confidence in my dick that I used to have. I'm worried that you're going to move some way and it's going to rip it open and it's going to be hanging there like this, like...
It will not hang that.
I'm scared a little bit.
It won't get ripped in half.
I'm
kind of
gun shy now. Kinda
I don't think my vagina is that strong to rip it off, okay?
It's not that. It's that the penis inside, maybe it's not healed. Like, it feels fine, but I don't know. Maybe it's not healed. There's a hole in it. I guess I could look.
Yep. It's that's like a little porthole.
That's so weird. And you can move it and you can see the inside of my tits. So weird.
We got to ask and see if that's going to heal up. Or get them to put a stitch in there or something just to get it to heal.
No.
What? So if it's not going to close, you're just going
to
leave
better, it? Well, no, but I don't want to be awake and have another stitch put in my cock.
Well, he'll just have to make one stitch just to hold it together.
That hurt. I had stitches in my knee when I was awake. Fuck that noise, dude. No way.
Well, they can numb it, you dumb shit.
Oh, and I gotta mention that, excuse my face. Leading up to this, I don't know if you noticed or not, but I've been having some weird fucking sex dreams. Some nocturnal emissions, if you will.
Yeah, no, in the middle of the night, you're running your fingers over my asshole. And I'm like, dude, I'm like asleep. And remember, I've been telling you for like the last couple days, I'm having really weird dreams. I don't know what's going on. Super fucking weird, nightmarish, weird dreams. And I'm in the middle of running from a monster or some shit. And all of a sudden, I feel something on my asshole.
I'm over here
I snap back to reality like, what the fuck?
You're running from monsters and I'm over here like in the middle of a Playboy Mansion orgy just like, oh fuck yeah. But I could have sworn like I came the last few nights and I wake up in the morning and I feel it wet and I'll smell like this bleachy smell on my hand and I'll just go back to sleep like whatever. And I wake up in the morning and there's like I
feel you next to me. I don't pay attention too much because I'm pretty much asleep, but I was wondering if this was real or not. I didn't know if I was dreaming, but you just reassured me, okay? when I'm asleep, I usually sleep on my side or on my stomach, and you sleep on your back. And usually. Your right arm is usually touching my side.
Or my balls, right?
Right. And right. So I feel your arm doing this. I can feel it, but it just seems like you're doing like this, like maybe like itching something or whatever.
But you've been itching for 8 minutes now. I'm counting.
Seriously. Now I totally know it. You're totally jerking off in your sleep. Like, I can feel it on my side. The muscles in your arm by your elbow, they're just going.
Okay, so check this out, though. I'll smell it, and I know it's there. I feel it. I'll wake up in the morning. There's no stain on the sheets, and we have black sheets, so that shit would show the fuck up. There's no stain when I was wearing pajamas before, you know, when I was afraid that my dick would fall off.
Yeah.
No stain in those. I don't know if it's in my head or, like, in the dream or if I really, like, did it evaporate? I don't know.
I don't know.
I shove it in your butthole?
No.
Are you pooping semen in the morning?
Nope.
Are you sure?
I had diarrhea for like 2 days, but that's...
Are you sure it was diarrhea?
I'm sure it was diarrhea. It wasn't white poop. I'm pretty positive.
It's weird. It was like subconsciously just being built up and built up that it was my body's safety to make sure that my dick and nuts didn't explode. I think that's what it is. Nocturnal emissions are your body's safety so your dick and nuts don't explode.
Oh, Tim just tweeted. He said, Danny girl and, you know, at the gym hole. Sorry that my Skype connection blew ass. Had fun, though. Thanks, guys.
Right, thank you
very much, Tim. We did enjoy it.
Okay. And, yeah, so that's all I was really going to mention, just, you know.
Yeah, that's great, because I knew it, I didn't put it together, I didn't really think about it, but I was pretty sure you were jerking off in your sleep.
Hey, it's not rocket science, babe.
You do it all the time.
Yeah, just took the new cock out for a test run, and then, yeah, the weird hole. I am kind of curious about that now, the more that I think about it, and, like...
Yeah, if you've ever watched, like, Discovery Channel or something, or anything about, like cattle, like when you put a porthole in a cow's stomach to check and see, you know, how the E. coli levels are, it reminds me of that. It looks like if it was bigger, you could just reach in and grab
shit.
Right,
but down to size, if a cow was the size of my dick...
It'd be like
the
that.
Hole would, it, exactly. It's perfect scale. It's like 1/1/32 scale. Is that... It's like this, right? From right?
It's like a 10-gauge hole.
It is.
Seriously.
Should I just put a ring in it?
There's not another hole.
Well, through my pee hole.
That's a really big shaft.
Thank
thing.
You. All right. So, moving on. We had mentioned, what was it, on Friday's show? That we're... Oh, actually, before we talk about this, I'm sorry. The other thing I did want to mention, all weekend, and it was a very nice long weekend, that I did actually get paid for.
Oh, you did?
Thursday, Friday, not Saturday and Sunday, but yeah, I got paid for Thursday.
You got paid for both of those? I would have figured you only got paid for one.
No, man.
Not both.
I love my job.
Nice.
Love it.
I do have something to mention.
Okay, well, hold on. Oh. The whole weekend, I've been arguing the existence of God with Skull Church members. And I should have taken a hint from Keith Malley here, from Keith and the Girl, that when people email him, if you listen to their show, you'll know that he's, you know, age, how much you give a shit about this, are you drunk or not, titty size, all the pertinent information you'll need. I'm arguing with this kid that I found on Twitter. I found him through the Wear app, through the Pulse, and I saw him tweet. I mentioned this. We put a link to his Twitter in the show notes for Friday's show. He was the kid that was like, this is the new Skull Church logo. And I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
So we're arguing back and forth, and it's the same old shit. He's not making any kinds of points, and I'm making all of these, you know, well-thought-out points and everything. You guys can go to thejamhole.com/Twitter and check it out. I finally, today, I ask him how old he is. Because I'm like, you're spelling things wrong that you shouldn't be. And I mean, I'm typing on my Droid, and, you know, it auto-corrects. So I know that... If you're making these errors, you're on a regular keyboard. And if you're on a regular keyboard, if you're making these errors, you're a
errors
child.
And I Twitter from my phone.
Well, right.
But I'm all, I also
point,
suck
but...
at spelling hardcore, so.
He's 16. I'm like, motherfuck. Forget it.
Did you pwn his ass? You should have been no, like, look, because, kid, this is what's up.
No, because every time you make a valid point, he's like, well, I know God is the way. He'll quote a Bible verse.
I have faith.
He'll quote a Bible verse, and it's all these Bible verses I memorized when I was in school. Yeah. I'm like, I know, dude, for God so loved the world that he made all of this fucked up shit happen and then made his son die for us. Fantastic. So... I don't know what to say. He kept trying to get me to go to Fresh Life Church. And I'm like, I'm not going.
One of my friends at work actually is, he doesn't classify himself as a Christian or anything. He just believes in God. Like, there is something. He's not exactly sure.
Agnostic.
No, not agnostic.
That's what it is.
No, he's not, you know, not saying that he's not sure, but he knows that there's something and he believes in a God-like person and all that stuff.
That's agnostic. Unless you give it the name, this is God, you're agnostic. If you're just like, I know there's something out there, but I don't know what it is, that's agnostic. But if you're like, this is God, then you're one of the main denominations of Judeo-Christianity or Catholic or
evangelical.
Protestant, evangelical, whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway.
So all you can really do with these people, I've come to the conclusion, you can either shoot them in the face, kill them, in which case they will see that there is either a God or no God, and then, you know, they can move on with their life. You can... send them into a near-death experience and then bring them back a la Kevin Bacon in Flatliners.
Right.
And hope that they don't bring something back with them.
Yeah, they would. I saw a lot.
Or you can just present the information and hope that, you know, eventually they'll be smart enough to decide on their own. And that's pretty much what I did. I'm like, you know, here's how it is. Take it or leave it. When you're 25, come talk to me because hopefully you'll know better. He's like, when I'm 25, I'll still believe in Jesus Christ. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, whatever,
good
dude.
Good luck. Good luck.
So, you know how Ashley has to start doing these daily reporting things and everything, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I didn't know about all of this other stuff she has to do,
She
too.
Probably didn't either until today.
No, she didn't, dude. She went in and she spoke with – she got a new probation officer. She had a dude before who basically told her a million times saying, I think you should be sitting in prison right now. I don't think you should have the luxury of being out on the streets. He's like, I want you in prison. Anything you fuck up, I will put you in prison.
Wow.
Like, that was a total fucking
like,
douchebag.
Watch
and
your
she's
fucking...
not had one dirty UA in the 3 years that she's been on probation. Never fucked up
Thanks
at all.
Thanks to her sister.
Right. Whoever. And so, you know, it's kind of sad.
That sucks,
but...
though, knowing that from now on, you have to watch your step. Like, it's one thing to just live your life and be fine, but when you know someone's watching you, like, that makes you even more self-conscious, which makes you more apt to fuck up.
It's like the sex thing.
They're
like,
setting you
like
up for failure.
Well, it's like the sex thing. Like you said, the more when you can't have it, the more you want it.
Yeah.
So being on probation and being, you know, she can't drink. She can't do any kind of anything. She can't even go into a place that serves alcohol or liquor. She can't go into a place that has a casino or anything. She can't do any of that. I mean, she can...
But that's probation. That's normal for anybody on probation.
On probation. But the thing is think about if you were on that, how bad would you want to go to a bar and just have a drink?
Well, yeah, for me, it wouldn't be so bad. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but just knowing the fact that you can't, you know, that'll get you, you know? I mean, what if your friend Ryan or whatever invites you out for a drink to the fucking VFW?
Well, honestly, dude, I know people on probation that still do that. So
yeah, you know, Fridays.
And around here, I mean, it depends where you're at, and it also depends how bad they want you in jail.
Yeah,
they can totally, you know, really watch every single step you take. Or like, you know, this person I know, he hardly ever talks to his PO. He goes in once every couple
months.
Some
are really lenient, some really don't care. Well, some of them really do, and they're super hard asses
about
it.
And it depends what you're on probation for, also.
Right. Well, the thing is she originally got sent in for possession of narcotics, okay? She had cocaine on her. And ever since then, she hasn't fucked up once, except for this one.
Should have hit it up her baby's teddy bear parts. Babies usually have teddy bears. You cut it open and then sew it back up.
Right, she probably hit it in her nose. Anyway,
right.
That's what the problem was. Anyway, you know, and it sucks. It really, really sucks. She hasn't had any fuck-ups until just now, and this is how
but
they are punishing her.
This was a pretty big fuck-up, dude.
Well,
you're
she
out
went
of
out of state, and she was associating with a parolee who was absconding. She didn't know that he was absconding, you know. She didn't know that he was still on parole or anything. That really sucks, you know. That
doesn't hold up, though.
It doesn't.
Ignorance isn't an excuse
right.
for that.
So,
it
know,
is for other things, a whole lot of other things,
and,
but
you know,
not-
she didn't call her PO or whatever when she went out of town, so that's another thing. She ended up getting a speeding ticket outside of Butte or whatever, so that puts her out of the, you know,
right
out of the area or whatever. So, but basically what they normally do is they really get you for drug violations, because it's always drug violations that people fuck up on,
yep.
or alcohol or
that's
or
how
being
they
caught
make,
in a casino or something, you know.
That's how they make the majority of their money, which is
right,
sad
right. But it's sad
like,
that
go
she,
catch rapists, go right. catch murderers, and if there's none of that, then maybe we don't need such a big police force, you know.
It just kind of sucks that they're punishing her this hard
well,
for this type of thing. See,
it sucks because she is your friend, and I understand that. But for me, from like an outsider's point of view, you knew the consequences of what you were doing, you know?
Yeah.
You never think that, oh, that I'll never get caught doing this.
Well
guess
she
what?
Understands. You did. I had a conversation with her today, and she's like, you know, I totally understand what I did, and I knew the consequences. She's like,
they may
I really
be...
didn't think I would get caught. You know, it's my fault and stuff. She's
right.
like, I'm paying for it now. She's
right.
like, I totally
and they
understand.
Are... They are going to be a little tougher on her because of the circumstances, because
right.
you have two kids, because of who you were with, because we still can't find the motherfucker that you were with.
Yeah.
And I gave him a little shout out in the show notes. I was like, hey, Dustin, watch your back because they're looking for you,
no
bro.
No shit, right? So check this out. The hard-ass PO that she had before dumped her, and she got a new one because she has to do daily reporting. So the person that does daily reporting,
the initial
down there,
one that was the
with
the
her
chick
before
that was watching her.
No, it was
the
a
first...
dude. It was a dude
oh,
with
okay.
her who was has been with her for quite a while or whatever, and he was a total douchebag.
Right.
And then there's this other PO that she's heard about and stuff. That's a total serious hard ass. Used to be a part of the Kalispell PD or whatever.
Right.
And like, you know, you didn't fuck with this chick, you know. That ends up being her probation officer. Her name, her first fucking name given to her by her parents is Blaze.
Blaze?
Blaze. Blaze
Dude.
Like fire.
A chick?
A chick.
Was she on American Gladiators back in the day?
Don't know.
There was a chick named Blaze that was an American Gladiator. I would not fuck with that bitch either, dude.
Well, she seems like
she's
a total
a huge,
tough ass, dude.
Huge dyke.
Well, either way, you know, everybody's got this reputation for her, so I've heard, you
that
know, so he, far, whatever.
Your rep precedes you.
Right.
You
and,
dyke.
You know, they all say that she's a total hard ass, but, you know, Ashley was like, you know, she's actually not that bad. She's pretty cool. And
huge lesbian. Watch your twat. That's all I'm
probably,
saying.
Probably. Whatever, dude.
I wouldn't
play your cards
if...
right, man. Be like, hey, baby. Like, get off this, you know, probation, me and you.
All I'm saying is don't hide a condom full of piss in your twat around this PO, because she
right.
will find it.
Right. So... Anyway, you know, she's got her. She has to see her every day at 8:30 every morning, every
really?
Weekday.
She has to go to her?
Has to go to her.
That
every
sucks.
Weekday at 8:30 a.m.
Clock in,
Monday
bitch.
Through Friday.
Clock in.
And I don't know if she has to piss every day for her or not, but she has. She
Probably.
Also has to go to daily N.A. meetings.
N.A.?
Daily.
Wait, Narcotics Anonymous or AA?
Well, either or, because they're kind of the same thing.
Kind of.
Well, I mean, if she can't find an NA in town around the time that she needs to go, then she can go to an AA, because they discuss the same topics.
Right, right. Well, let me break
stuff.
It down to you. NA is a bunch of ex-druggies and or current druggies reminiscing and telling stories about how they used to get high and how, oh, man, back in the day I used to do this and I used to do that, but now I've found my higher power in jail and I'm on the up and up and clean. AA is a bunch of washed up drunks talking about how they used to get all fucked up and how they used to party with Alice in Chains and Stone Temple Pilots. It's such a joke. They wanted me to go through NA when I got out of rehab the first time.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, I don't want to sit and talk about all the old times of getting fucked up.
It just makes
you
want to get more fucked
up. That makes me want to get fucked up, dude. So, and at the end of the day, you make the choice to stay clean or not. You
right.
know, being
it's your
in a group
choice.
Of, it has no bearing on
no.
it.
I mean, I can understand if maybe you want to get some shit off your chest, you don't have nobody to talk to.
Yeah, and if
sure.
you don't have a podcast to do that on,
right.
then
this
okay.
is kind of your venting source
right.
here. A lot of people, most people don't have this.
It was so annoying to me because all it was a bunch of old, washed up druggies talking about how they used to get high. It's like, well, that really makes me want to get high, so no thanks.
So on top of all that, she has to put in 5 applications a day around town until she gets a job.
She doesn't have a job?
Her dad, you know, the collections agency she works for can only offer her 3 hours a day right now because they're so under.
You would think
so,
a collections agency
right,
in these tough economic times would be
A-OK. But they're
A-OK.
Not making money because those corporations are already underwater and out of
yeah.
business and can't come up with the cash to pay the collections
Shouldn't
agency.
Have bought another...
Kind of like... Your person right here, your co-host. You
shouldn't
know, I got collection agencies on my ass, but they ain't getting shit.
Yeah, you shouldn't have bought another Learjet with that bailout money. Should have paid
right.
some bills.
Well, anyway, so as soon as I found out that she was going to have NA or AA meetings every night, I was like, dude, I've never been in one of these. Can I? Do you have to go to one tonight? She's like, yeah. I'm like, let me see your sheet. And it shows you a
cha-ching.
List. It shows you a list of what time and what places they're holding them. And I pick out the fucking next one closest time to us or whatever that's in Kalispell. And I'm like, let's go to that one. She's like, let's? I'm like, yeah, dude, I got to go with you.
Oh, so you went to an NA meeting.
Oh, it was so great.
Now, I have to tell you, they're called, the A stands for anonymous.
Yes,
you know that, right? So
I do.
You probably shouldn't be discussing any, how do you say, specifics? Name? Like, dude, I totally saw Levi Lusco from Fresh Life Church at the AA meeting. He used to suck dick for blow.
You know what? If I did see him, I would totally mention that on the show. Because I'd be like, I'm sorry, dude. But,
you are a cold,
yeah.
heartless bitch.
I didn't sign no fucking, you know, waiver or anything. So try and sue me, bitch. Whatever.
Oh, you didn't sign the NDA?
Fuck no.
That's awesome.
Anyway, so...
So what was it like? Was it a bunch of dudes talking about how they used to get fucked
God.
Up?
It wasn't that many people at first. He said, you know, if you come in at around 7 o'clock at the last one, that there's usually more people.
Were they burning sage?
No.
Okay.
No. But this was
fucking
so great.
Hippies.
I'm reading the 12 steps on the wall. The third step mentions God. The sixth step mentions
well,
God. The
higher,
ninth
no,
step...
No.
No, it says God.
Does
G-
it?
OD. Because
it used to be a higher
power.
Is it God?
Or a divine power or a spiritual fucking enlightenment or whatever. No,
right.
It says G-O-D
really?
Fucking God, dude. I'm like, I looked at Ashley before we even walked in. I'm like, I bet you how much you want to fucking bet this is some give yourself to God and let him take you in his arms type of shit. And
it's
she's
weird.
Like, no, I don't think so. And I walk in, I look at the 12 steps. I'm like, I just point. I'm like, what the fuck did I tell you? And I'm like, this is so great, dude. Check this out. I took down some notes while I was there. Just I stayed completely quiet.
Did you tell your story?
No, I was trying. I told Ashley. I'm like, because I want to go with her again because I have the day off tomorrow.
You guys, thejamhole.com, check out our Think Geek wish list. On there is a pinhole DVR camera.
You need to get this for me because she's got
will,
3 months of this shit every day.
I will
go with her every
day. I will write you scripts to act out in the NA meetings. If you guys please, pretty please, or thegemhole.com/donate, any spare change you got, I know you guys donate to all these other podcasts before you get to us, but any spare change you have in your PayPal account, it definitely helps, thegemhole.com/donate. Let's get her this pinhole camera for Christmas, because you guys need to see this, for
this
sure.
This is great, seriously, like... Okay.
Don't make me break my JVC to try and make it into a pinhole camera, please.
Before we could even start, he had to have a moment of silence for all of the alcoholics that are still out there and fighting the battle
that are
of alcoholism.
That are at the bar right now fighting the power.
Right. And you notice I went to AA and I'm drinking a beer.
Cheers,
mate.
Cheers, mate.
Right. After that, I was like, I need a beer.
Burger says, did you get your one-day chip?
Fuck no. But anyway, so... He has a moment of silence, and then...
Did he pour out some liquor?
No.
Oh, wait, sorry, wrong meeting. Sorry.
Right. So, I saw the 12 steps on the thing, and I saw the God thing, and I was like, you know what, maybe they're not going to mention the whole God thing. Maybe being, polite to people with other religious backgrounds or
I would have told them
agnostics or atheists or whatever.
Sorry, I'm looking for the AA meeting for atheists. I'm in the wrong room. Sorry, guys.
Right, and so I thought maybe he would be polite to other religious people or non-religious people,
Right. This is Montana. I don't know if you know this or not.
Yeah,
this is Kalispell.
I wasn't really thinking about this whole thing because I'm from a big city and shit, but... He had the moment of silence for the struggling alcoholics or whatever, still struggling with alcoholism and shit.
Right.
And then he's like, now let's sound off with this prayer.
David says, my mom hits the bar right after she goes to her AA meeting.
Nice. High five to your mom.
Yeah,
holla. Thank you.
She's probably hit it before, but
no
yeah,
shit.
You can't go there smelling like booze, can you?
I think I might tomorrow. Anyway.
Like, is this the... Is this is this a... That would be so...
Did
we
I ask
got
you that already?
To jamhole.com/donate. We need this camera so bad. So bad.
He makes a prayer or whatever, and then there's this...
Did they hold hands? Did they? Seriously?
At the end, not at the beginning.
Oh, fuck.
And there was
me.
Only like 7 of them in there, including myself.
Really? Oh, man.
Anyway, so these people are talking about...
I would have asked them, do you have swine flu? Because I don't know
well,
where your
anyway,
hands have been.
They're asking, saying that they want to let God help them get sober, that if you just give yourself to God or this divine power or
that's the cop
the
out.
Spirituality, that God is going to help you get better and follow the path. And this guy just went on and on about, once I started doing what I was told to do, my life just started going so much better. And, if I just do what I'm told.
Right, good
what
adult,
told,
you need someone to tell you what to do to live your life because you're such a fucking
that's
idiot.
That's all I can think of. I'm like, dude, if you do what you're told all the fucking time, you never live your life. You never make your own decisions.
Yeah.
And you know what? You could be fucking up
that's
and doing
sad.
Things wrong because someone could be telling you the wrong thing to do in the first place. It was just so fucked. I just want to reach out and scream and just...
That's what I hate about this shit. It is the biggest fucking cop out. Like, you fucked up so bad, let's just... Oh, it wasn't me, it was Satan. And now I found God, and he'll put me on the right track. No, idiot, that's not how it is.
This guy straight up said, he's like, I was sober for 8 months, and then
the devil
this casino
came.
Was kind of new, and I just kind of wanted to poke my head and check it out. And I went in there and looked, and the casino runner came up and says, can I get you a beer? And he's like, I swear to God, I just watched her grow horns. I'm like,
You're a fucking
liar.
You
fucking asshole.
You pussy.
That is that woman's job. She's trying to be polite and ask you if you want something
right,
to drink.
Because
assuming you want a beer.
Satan kicked you into the door, dude. Like, it's
right.
such a cop-out.
He had
you...
no reason to be in the bar in the first place. He just wanted to look. Yeah, fucking right, you want to smell the goddamn liquor on everybody else's breath to make your dick get hard.
Right, dude, like, I just wanted to see what the new syringes look like, and next thing you know, I'm shooting up heroin again. Oh, it was the devil. Oh, fuck me, the devil.
So, seriously, dude, this place was so great. The guy who hosted is 11 years sober, and, I just want to say, I wanted to,
yeah,
exactly.
Bullshit,
he's probably broke his leg on accident and got some
God.
Garbage out or
no,
something.
I don't drink, but yeah, I'm on a prescription for OxyContin. And Vicodin.
I'm so happy now.
Valium. I got some antidepressants. Oh, okay, hypocrite. Cool.
Right.
And I go to church once a week. Right.
So they all talk about going to church too.
Of course
like,
they
do.
Are they all fresh lifers?
I have no idea.
I bet they are because that's the hip church.
There's a kid there, right? And he's like, to kind of fight my alcoholism, he's like, this isn't really me. I haven't really done this before. He's like, but I've been starting to play more video games.
Oh, that's good. There's a good replacement.
I'm sitting there listening to him talk about these video games he's playing and stuff. He's like, it's really helped me occupy my time, playing these video games rather than drinking. And I this is the first thing I said. I'm like, that they have a Gamers Anonymous now, right? And he's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, it's actually become an addiction. Some mother sued the company of, the place that made
World
WoW.
World of Warcraft, yeah.
Because her son has, no social skills, can't fucking do a job
son,
or can't do anything because he's addicted to WoW.
You raised a maladjusted retard on World of Warcraft, and now you're suing Blizzard Entertainment.
Right,
bravo, America, bravo.
I didn't say it bluntly, but I'm just like, I pointed it out. Like, dude, you're placing an addiction for another addiction.
Yeah, Burger says, I just wanted to numb me teeth.
Yeah, I know. It's so
and next
great.
Thing you know, I got my face in an eight ball. Fuck me. It was the devil.
It's so great. They blame it on these, they say that these divine powers
it's,
and God
it's
and the
epitome.
Spirituality and blah, blah, blah. It's helping them get sober and stay through this. And it's
such crap.
There was one dude in there. Oh, I love this.
That's
guy.
My problem.
He had like one tooth, fucking beard, nasty, scraggly, all this shit. You know, Carhartt.
Just there for a place to warm me bones.
Kind of, but no, he had been. He started doing AA meetings and stuff 2 years ago. Okay, and he just had a drink the other day after Thanksgiving, and he's like,
"Oops."
He's like, I really got to start doing
the turkey.
This right. And he wouldn't shut up. Like, he rambled on and on. I think he was drunk when he was there.
Dude, the turkey grew horns, and next thing you know, I'm in there pounding back a sixer.
I know. It's so funny. But I halfway wanted to, like, I didn't know what to do, because if you start to talk to somebody or something there, you have to be like, hi, my name's Dana, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Dana.
Yeah, everybody did that, and I was like, this is serious? I thought that was just a movie.
Oh, no, that's how they roll,
for
sure.
I didn't know what to do, because I wanted to be like, hi, my name's Dana, I'm not an alcoholic, but I drink. You know, I didn't know what to say.
Right, like, I actually haven't gotten in trouble for my drinking yet, because I'm a responsible drunk.
I didn't know if I should just say I'm a supporter of my friend here, or like, whatever.
The sponsor?
Well, a sponsor has to be sober for so many years or whatever. I'm not fucking sober for shit.
And they know that, right?
Well, I damn sure look at me, dude. Come on, man.
Like, so you got a little white shit on your nose.
Oh, my bad.
There you go.
Anyway, but like, you know, I wanted to just be like, you know, what if, you know, I'm not an alcoholic, but I drink occasionally. I have, you know, I'm a normal person. I go out to a bar once in a while. I pick up the occasional beers when I'm on my way home. You know, and I was just afraid that they're going to say, well, that's just, you know, you're in denial. You're in denial. But you don't have to stop drinking for the rest of your life to not be an alcoholic. You need to just have it in moderation.
You need to just do something so retarded that it ends you up in jail and just happen
well,
to
no,
be drunk while you were doing it.
Most people were there by their own choice.
Really?
They weren't, because if
that's
you're there, if you're court ordered to go there or ordered by your probation officer, you have a paper that the guy has to sign.
Right, to show
that,
that
you were there.
Right.
Right. There was only one other person there that had that piece of paper. So these other people were there on their own free will and their own choice. And in their heads,
maybe they're for the
they
conversation.
Believe, No. In their heads, they believe that they are there and that this the divine power is helping them get sober. But in all honesty, you are put here to be you, and you have control of your own fucking life, not
no.
some divine power. You make choices.
It's God
you
and Satan.
You deal with the consequences.
No, it's God and
you
Satan.
You do the dumb shit.
God and
if
Satan.
If you fucking relapse, that's your fucking fault, not the devil's
nope,
fault.
No, it's the devil's. God and Satan.
If you get sober, that's your fault.
Nope.
Not God's fault.
God and Satan.
It's so funny to me, dude.
Isn't it?
Seriously,
brilliant.
Dude. Like, how bad was I with cocaine? I was fucking bad with cocaine. So horribly bad with cocaine. But because I was like, all right, I met this guy. He doesn't need all this shit around
and
him
gambling.
He's going through some shit.
And drinking.
And drinking. I was a total alcoholic.
Fuck
I was
yeah.
a gambleaholic.
Yeah.
I fucking did cocaine out
fuck
the
yeah.
ass. And I, you know what? I don't need to go to some fucking
let's
NA
go around
or
the
AA
table.
Meeting.
I was
fuck
a
that
fucking,
shit.
And they tried to get me to go to that shit, and I made the choice on my own. And Bong the Gong
exactly.
was like, Matt, surely you have heard of AA skepticism. That doesn't really work. And I always thought that regardless of what you learn there or people tell you, I guess if you see someone whose life is just effed, like,
yeah.
holy shit, okay, maybe that'll help you because I don't want to end up like that piece of shit.
Right.
So I'm going to make the pot. But in the end, when it all comes down to it, you make the choice. That's
right.
all it is. Having a bunch of support maybe helps, but you have to change your life. You have to get rid of the people you used to hang out with when you did drugs. That's they tell you that. No fucking
yep.
shit. Duh. You have to not
you surround you. You don't have to fucking rely on God or some higher
no,
power.
No, not at all, dude. I got
what
through the most
you,
addictive
you,
substance on the planet, and I didn't go to
NA. You surround yourself with better people. You just don't. Hang
well,
around the people
know,
who
I,
supply those
I
things
don't know
or
about
who
that,
do those things.
But, you know, I made the choice. Like, I don't want
to
end
up. It's
up
to you. It's, you don't
it's
put
expensive.
Your life in someone else's hands.
Yeah, it's retarded.
Some higher power.
I know. It's but if people need that, weaker people need that. So, fine. Just don't.
And that sucks. I just so want to argue God
don't
in front
get,
of this guy. I'm just like, seriously. Are you serious? I'm like, I just wanted to say, how do you get through this if you don't believe in this guy? Like, I just wanted to say that to him so bad, and I just figured that I would end up getting escorted out or some shit, so I just didn't. But God is everywhere, all over the place in there. It's like, have faith, believe in God, turn yourself over to this higher power, have a spiritual enlightenment or whatever. No, fuck you. I can do this on my own, dude. I don't need
some people can't
power.
Though, and some people need that. What pisses me off about it is that you're not paying taxes on your business when our business has to. That's bullshit.
Check this out. 5 minutes into it, after they did their little prayer thing, they passed around a donation thing, like at a church.
Did you take money out of it?
I just. Ashley went to pass it to me, and I'm like, nope, pointing to the other dude. I was like, go to him.
Thank you, and moving on.
Check this out. At the end of it, they had this prayer, and they're like, all right, well, let's go ahead and do this prayer, and blah, blah, blah. And everybody stands up, and they start holding hands. And Ashley gets up, and she, like, goes to grab for my hand. I just look at her, uh-uh. I'm the only one sitting down. I just watched this whole thing, like, hey.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm the outlander over here. It's cool. I don't mind. It was just so great. I just couldn't help it, dude. It was so awesome. So, tomorrow, since I have the day off, I'm going to go and meet up with Ashley after she talks to her probation officer. We're going to ride around and stuff, you know, go to a different couple places and get her some applications and shit. And then I want to go to another one of these meetings because, dude, they are great.
Oh, I bet.
They are such good commentary for me. It's amazing.
Nothing in life will make you feel better about your shitty life than listening to somebody else's shitty life.
Think about this, dude. The guy who hosted the thing, he's been sober for 11 years or so,
bullshit.
He says, allegedly or whatever.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, but he says, you know, this is how I do it. He says, you know, I think about it. He's like, I don't have to stop drinking for the rest of my life, but he's like, if I can get through today without having a drink and put it off till
one
tomorrow.
One day at a time.
He's like, I can do that.
That's
and
right.
So he
because
does that
tomorrow,
every day. He's like, I don't need to drink today, but I can have a drink tomorrow.
Because tomorrow never comes. I'm not
going
to go to work today, but I'll go tomorrow. Tomorrow
but,
never
you know,
comes. Ass
he
fuck.
Always says that, you know, he's like, man, I really wish I could have a beer right now, type of deal. Why would you want to live the rest of your life fucking wanting something?
No, then have a beer, adult. Oh,
I
you don't have the control. Oh, I'm going to have a beer, and then that's going to lead to two beers. And then, you know what? I'll be drunk. Oh, my God.
Why would you want to live the rest of your life going, you know what? I really want a beer,
you
know
what
I
do?
I shouldn't.
You know what I do?
What?
I give him a beer, and I give him a gun, and be like,
one
enjoy.
Other, dude.
Enjoy.
Have
no.
It.
There's the enjoy. There's your life,
oh,
dick
God.
Fuck.
I just don't understand. Why would you want to live the rest of your life wanting
and
something?
You know what's sad about it?
What?
That guy can vote.
I know!
Right? That's fucked up. I'm all for testing that shit, you know? I mean, we should test the people that we're voting for initially, first of all.
I can't wait to go to another one of these meetings.
Unbelievable.
Someone needs to buy me the fucking pinhole camera.
I'm telling you, the jam
hold out. Or at least a mic that I can record this shit with.
Well, that we could do easy, phones and stuff, but we need video of that shit. I think we would get, would we get in trouble for that? For filming an
probably,
anonymous?
Probably, something anonymous.
But there's
but
no
you
one
have to
famous.
Sign anything.
There's no one famous there. What are they going to do? Oh, I'm not president
maybe if we
now.
See Levi Lisco.
I'm not going to be president now because there's footage of me at an AA meeting. Like, no shit, dude. You're not going to be president anyway.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal because you don't have to sign anything when you go in.
Yeah, I don't know.
And just being a supporter, and they don't even know my name.
TheJamHole.com/donate. Give us your change.
Fucking
all right, well, I got a couple stories here before we get out of here. So, speaking of things that aren't really real and everything.
Like God.
Right. Well, more specifically, homeopathic remedies. We always talk about these every now and then when, you know, a child is killed from it or this and that, the other. This is really cool. Boots is a high street chain that sells homeopathic remedies. They have admitted, and it's on paper here, it's a UK chain store. They have admitted that the products don't necessarily work.
Huh.
Quote, we sell homeopathic remedies because they sell, not because they work.
Wow. And
wow.
People still buy them?
Here's your proof. I mean, if you didn't, you know, go with the thousands of other little pieces of informative proof that we presented on this show and on the Skeptic's Guide and here and there, here's it coming from the horse's mouth.
Like, boom, check
these
it
guys
out, dude.
Sell it. We don't sell it because it works. We sell it because people buy it.
It's like Jesus coming down from the heavens and saying, yeah, I didn't fucking intend on any of this shit. You guys are a bunch of idiots.
Paul Bennett, professional standards director for Boots, told a committee of MPs that the pharmacy chain stocks such items for no other reason than that they are popular. Quote, there's certainly a consumer demand for these products, he said. I have no evidence to suggest that they are efficacious.
Efficacious? It's the placebo effect. Effective. That's all it ever has been with homeopathy.
But people think it's water. We could sell gem hole homeopathy. We could be homeopathic practitioners. There's no tests. There's no degrees. Mm-mm. There's no board of anything that's nope. Like, let me check your credentials. Blah. Like, we could do it.
It should be a test. It should be like, do you know it's how water. To lie?
It's water. And here's your proof. If you didn't, you know, agree with all the other proof we've brought to the table, here's right. More. Quote, it's about consumer choice for us, and a large number of our customers believe
Dave says
they are
silver.
Effective. Yes.
Jamble silver.
We could sell any of that. You don't need any kind of certification for this shit. We can make, like I said, we could use our Mr. 8 HD digital mixer for the machine to see right. What you need, and then we could use our water cooler goes, beep, to boop, dispense boop, the medicine. Beep, it's fucking brilliant!
Oh, my God. We should advertise that just I'm for gonna a do week it. And see who calls
you
about
watch.
It.
Once we get our LLC up, I'm going to put an ad in the Mountain Trader, which is our little weird fucking quirky thing here that people sell shit on.
Uh-huh.
And you watch. We're going to make a killing. That's it. I'm gonna retire. It's brilliant.
Oh, man.
Keith and the Girl says, a water cooler in this economy? When you work and
for
deliver,
a water company?
I deliver the water and I fix the cooler. So, yes, in this economy, I'll hook you up. What do you need?
It's free, so this economy is perfect for
I don't
for
think
it.
I can deliver to New York, though.
Yeah,
that's kind of my job. His comments recall Gerald Ratner's infamous admission back in 91 that one of the gifts sold by his chain of jewelers was, quote, total crap.
Huh.
Mr. Bennett made his comments to the House of Commons Science and Technology Committee, which is investigating the scientific evidence behind homeopathy. The committee also heard from scientists and doctors who said that giving homeopathic remedies to patients on the NHS is unethical and a dubious use of public money. Huh. Hmm. Yeah, you think? The treatments, which are licensed by the government and offered through several NHS hospitals, have insufficient clinical evidence to support them, they said. Quote, if you prescribe a drug to patients that you know has no efficacy on a basis which is essentially dishonest with a patient, I personally feel that it is unethical, Dr. James Thallon, medical director at NHS West Kent Primary Care Trust, told the MPs. Now check this out. A what? 40 million pound industry. This is British pounds, right? Uh-huh. Which is, let's say, around $75 million. Just rough estimate. In the UK, that's how much this industry brings in. And it's water! It blows my fucking mind, dude. Homeopathic remedies claim to be able to prevent yellow fever, typhoid, polio, and even leukemia, as well as cure symptoms ranging from toothache to hearing loss. But there are growing concerns over whether the homeopathic remedies have any effect. Homeopathists differ from herbalists who use a variety of plants to combat diseases because their treatments are heavily diluted. They're completely diluted. We watched, what was that Richard Dawkins thing? Enemies of Reason.
Yeah,
and he was saying that the dilution number to the power, to like the 38th power, it's like one single drop in a 10-gallon aquarium. Not enough. Yeah. One drop in a swimming pool, not enough. One drop in a lake, not enough. One drop in the ocean.
Perfect.
Kind of starting to get to the dilution that they're using.
It's ridiculous.
The more dilute it is, the stronger it is. But it's just water. It blows my mind.
How can it be stronger if it's more diluted?
It's your mind. It's been, oh, it's amazing.
The more I wash this out, the better it's going to be. No, it's not.
A 40 million pound industry a year, dude. Ugh. That is so much fucking money, dude. So much money. There can often be as little as 1/1,000,000th of the original ingredient in a homeopathic remedy. That's so much. One drop. Out of the ocean.
That video is still so like much. My favorite. He's like, take a drop of this and then flush yeah, it and then guys, it into this and then chew this again.
The Guitar Hero Dave says, one drop in a bucket of piss.
I know.
Exactly. If you guys haven't seen it, it's Richard Dawkins' Enemies of Reason. It was a two-part series.
Did you want to talk about that debate we saw with Richard Dawkins?
Oh, yeah, the atheist debate, that the IQ amazing. Squared. Atheist one, just saying.
He blew my mind.
I know.
He's
so
like,
amazing.
Thank you. Oh, you are the it closest was, thing to being a god in my book.
It was
thank
Richard
you.
Dawkins and R.J.
Moore.
What? No. Was that? That was the pastor guy.
Yeah.
But the other guy with Richard Dawkins, I forget his name, A.K. Rowling or...
I don't know. Rowling. I remember there was someone named something Moore.
They were debating, you know, is atheism the new fundamentalism and stuff? And
right.
It was like, no, it's not. And
they
the
were
votes came out.
About, like, atheism having, like, negative spins and saying that, you know, these people are, you know, putting out a negative vibe to people saying that atheism is, you know, turning into something bad and negative. And it totally is, and it's,
yeah,
it's not...
it was amazing.
People are just people. There's bad Christians, there's bad atheists, there's bad agnostics, there's
and
bad
they,
fucking
they
whatever.
And they ask him the question, they're like, so why is believing in God bad? And Richard Dawkins was like, well, it's not a bad thing
right.
as so much as believing in leprechauns is a
I
bad
know!
Thing. It was, so
like,
funny.
Ruth!
It was
yes!
so funny, dude. And
thank you!
It was great.
At first, I didn't notice that it was live. I thought you were just watching.
Yeah, no, it was live, and you could send in questions via Twitter. It was
so
great.
And they were like, let's take another question from Twitter. And,
yeah.
like, they would just pop open this thing and, you know, read a question from Twitter. And that was so fucking cool, dude. I just came out of the shower, and I was like, hey, I hear a voice. I'm like, is that Dawkins? Because we just got done watching a documentary.
Yeah, that was
and,
the man.
Dude, seriously. Oh, my God. And it was just... seriously, that is one of the most brilliant men in our society today.
He is pretty amazing.
Seriously,
guy.
It's so great. I thank him so much.
Since 06, manufacturers have been allowed to claim their products can treat specific ailments as long as they can prove the treatment is safe. And, you know, when you're treating water, it's like the whole James Randi thing when he goes up and talks to people. He'll take two boxes of homeopathic sleeping pills that if there was anything in it should kill him, especially at his age.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens. He's like proving the fact that nothing is happening. It's not making me sleepy. I just gave a 2-hour lecture, and at the beginning of it, he takes these, you know, homeopathic sleeping pills, and everything is just fine. Like,
yeah.
nothing at all happens to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's all crap, but it is a multi-million dollar industry.
Guitar Hero Dave says, do bad atheists believe in God?
No.
No,
there's
bad
no
atheists
such thing.
Just burn down buildings. It's cool.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Or,
that could be considered.
You know, whatever.
The committee also heard that there's little evidence the remedies work other than as a placebo, but Robert Wilson, chairman of the British Association of Homeopathic Manufacturers, told the committee that there is, quote, strong evidence that homeopathy works. Quote, boots.
If you're nuts.
If you're crazy. Or if you're the chairman of the association. If you're the chairman of the Association of Homeopathic Manufacturers, then sure there is.
Well, hey, wait a minute. Hmm? Leprechauns?
Leprechauns.
Totally real.
I heard that.
You want to make a bet?
I'm not going to lick balls. No.
You want to suck my balls?
Boots are a very important retailer. They sell a great deal of these products. If these products don't work beyond the placebo effect, why do people keep buying them?
Because they're quote, idiots!
Because they're idiots, Robert Wilson, chairman of the British Association of Homeopathic Manufacturers. Because they're idiots. Because
they need to just be dead.
All right. And before we get out of here, did you guys see in Alabama the... gang
I don't really
rape.
Want to see anything in Alabama.
All right. The
but
gang,
go on.
The gang rape billboard. I'll put a link to this in the show notes at thejamhole.com. Two senior staff in an Alabama news station have allegedly, not saying they did.
Okay.
Not saying they didn't.
All right.
Allegedly been suspended after a billboard with a live Twitter feed seemingly accused its own presenters of rape. Not just rape.
Nice.
Gang rape.
Nice.
Now there's
you know, and I saw this right before the show, and because you pulled me over, and you're like, oh my God, look at this, it's great. And it is amazing, because you have the three people of the news station or whatever there on the billboard.
And then it says...
you have the black chick in the middle totally grinning like, ah.
And then it says,
it.
three accused of gang rape in Monroeville. Now, there's a lesson to be learned from this.
It totally looks like they all did it.
The lesson, don't put live Twitter feeds on a billboard. Okay, I just want to throw that out there. This is the internet.
I'm taking a poop right now.
I don't know if you guys have met, but you might not want to do that.
Yeah.
Two senior staff. That's so awesome.
That's so cool. It looks, you know what? I would get out of my car and just stand there.
Some dude did. That's how he got the picture, because they took this shit down right away.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome.
But the advertisement for WPMI-TV in Alabama, I hit a head herder. Show the station's anchors, Greg Peterson, Kim Thurman, with their top weatherman, Derek Beasley, alongside the LA's headline, and the words, right now on Twitter. Unfortunately for the station, at one stage, the top headline on Twitter read, three accused of gang rape in Monroeville. And the misleading juxtaposition was caught on camera, of course, by a passing motorist as he drove through Mobile.
Thank you, passing motorist.
Mobile, Alabama. The resulting photograph soon found its way onto a South Carolina blog, Palmetto Scoop, and then onto a social
Palmetto
media
Scoop?
Site, Mashable. I was just listening to...
Did you say Palmetto Scoop?
Palmetto Scoop.
Palmetto's in Florida.
Thank you for that.
Yay.
Are we giving geography lessons now?
Sorry, just rang a bell in my head.
Mashable, yeah, I was listening to the latest This Week in Google, and one of the dudes that was a creator of Mashable is on there.
Huh. Weird.
Before being sent around the internet in a series of emails and blog posts, and now this podcast, The Jam Hole.
Yeah.
Now, according to various websites, two of the station's senior staff have been suspended, allegedly over the billboard incident. However, the station has yet to confirm this. It's not their fault, right? They weren't like, hey, I'm going to hack into this and make it say this. It just happened to be that
it's
this
a story
billboard
that they
post.
Were covering.
No, but not even that. It was just a thing that says right now on Twitter, and it showed what was happening at that moment.
Well,
it just happened to be.
Is it the news station's Twitter account that is
I don't
being
think
posted?
So. Maybe.
I think
it didn't
that's
really...
what it is, because it's going to be stories that are related to this news station that is.
All it says is at one stage, the top headline on Twitter read three accused of gang rape in Monroeville. So I don't know what Twitter feed they had going into the billboard.
I guarantee you it was
some
the news station's Twitter feed.
Could have been. But then why are you firing the people whose pictures are on there? It's not their fault.
No.
They didn't gang rape. I mean, maybe they did. I don't know.
Well, I mean, because now what's going to happen is because of this picture and stuff, when people see these faces on the newscast, they're going to be like, that's a motherfucking rapist. You know? They don't want to see that fucking
so you just soiled...
Negro rapist on their fucking TV.
Hey, this is Alabama.
I said Negro.
This is Alabama.
Nigger?
Hit a hat or hurt.
Sorry. What do you want me to say?
It's fine.
African. Anyway. So they don't want to see that. Maybe that's the reason why, because of the visual effect. Like, they're going to see it and be like, that's a rapist.
And that's what they're going to associate with it?
Right, maybe. I mean it could be anything. Like, I mean... If say I were a
but
manager,
but that's still not their fault. You can't take their job for that.
No, it's not their fault.
Like, then put them behind a desk.
Well, put it this way: when I was working at Famous Dave's, okay, if I went directly from work in my Dave's uniform, went and got belligerently drunk and did something stupid, they would see me in my uniform, and Dave's would end up probably getting rid of me because I put out a bad name because of their. With their fucking
right,
logo.
I could see that.
You know, they're putting out a bad image for their company, is what they're doing. You know, it's the same thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
It sucks. It's not their fault. They're not at fault, you know, unless they did the actual Twitter and they knew it and like, haha, this will be really funny, guys. Watch this.
Yeah.
But
all right. Well, real quick before we get out of here, do you know what the new thing sweeping our nation's schools is? It's not huffing piss and poop. It's not the choking game. The new thing?
Oh, come on. Wait. Hang on.
Let me give you a guess.
Give me a guess.
Indiana is where this is running rampant in.
Some kind of car race.
Way off. It's called ball tapping. Do you know what that might be? Ball tapping. I'll give you a hint.
Is it like something with bulls?
Ball. B-A-L. Ball.
Well, if you fuck with a bull's balls.
You get the horns.
Right.
You fuck with the bull, you get
the horns.
That's right.
Ball tapping
is the act of intentionally...
Keith guessed AIDS.
No. Is it? No, it is not.
You were wrong, sir.
Thank you, Keith. Chickadee says Brumsky. No Brumsky. She's close. The act of intentionally hitting or kicking a male in the nuts. Genitals is what the paper says.
So now, the chick that's being searched for that put this guy in the hospital because he's now missing a ball because some random chick came out and... Remember the story? This chick randomly came up and kicked some dude in the nuts and just was like off, and like she did this to like 11 different people.
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
No, it was a pretty good story. This dude was just walking down the street.
Oh, yeah, chick, yeah, yeah. In Britain.
She's like, ah!
And she was all pissed off at her boyfriend. The first dude she saw, he kicked him in the nuts.
No.
And then they found out that she did that a bunch.
Well, she never said anything to any of the people that she did that to. And
right.
She just
came up and just kicked random dudes in the nuts.
Is that why she was mad at her boyfriend?
Yes. Maybe
is that like why?
No, this is a game in school, like the choking
game.
They're
like, let's see how hard you can take it, or
something like that.
Huh.
So just if your kids come home with sore nuts, they're probably ball tapping. I don't understand that. Anything to get a buzz, right? See, back
whatever.
When we were in school, we would just smoke weed and
get high,
drink.
Fuck it, you know,
right?
It's the same thing.
Now kids are huffing piss and poop fumes and kicking each other in the nuts.
Hot box of killing room, and you're good to go.
Fantastic. School nurses from 163 Indiana schools had participated in the anonymous survey, and 33% of those nurses said they are aware of ball tapping happening at their school within the past 12 months. Unbelievable. This is the future of our great nation here.
This is why I believe that teachers should be paid more than what they are.
So I could
go back to teaching and maybe sculpt our future a little better than it's being right now.
This is why I believe children should beat the holy fuck out of their children. Keith says, let them do it. They don't know kids later. There's no future. I say it's fine. That is a good point. If this will prevent kids from knocking up other kids, then I'm all for it. You're right, Keith.
Is
absolutely
it sad
correct.
That I can be a teacher?
No. Well,
yeah, it's kinda
I don't
sad.
Know. You now or you like 5 years ago?
Me now.
No. Now, no. 5 years ago, absolutely yes.
Well, I taught school when I was 19 years old. How sad is that?
That's kind of weird. Well, what grade of school were
High
you
school.
Teaching?
Sophomore.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I wish teachers were paid more so that way I could go back to teaching.
You know
I would
else?
Not have a problem doing any kind of teaching. And being an art teacher is low on the totem pole as it is for...
Well, right. You know who else wishes places. Teachers were paid better?
Who?
Teachers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
Jamhole.com/donate, please.
Christ. Yeah, give us your spare PayPal change. We know you
we
probably...
We need that hidden camera for
we
the
definitely need
upcoming
that.
NA meetings.
Or the jamhole.com/store. Check out our store. We got the Book of Matthew, my hip-hop album, which was a song of that was played on the latest Ear Candy New York episode.
Oh, nice.
Kind of
nice.
Cool. It's not the same show as it was when we were on it, when Joe Cocozello was on it, but Adam found a new
I'm
host.
I'm Joe Cocozello. Like, I love that dude. It's so great.
I like Adam's new host, though. He's a funny guy, for sure. So, yeah, email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. Emo Poetry number 27 is up.
I've heard.
I recorded that yesterday. It's up at thejamhole.com/YouTube. Definitely check out the surgery documentary if you haven't already. That's also at thejamhole.com. It was in the feed. So if you're subscribed at thejamhole.com, you got that. We got Stumbles and Tumblrs and Twitters and MySpaces and Facebooks. It's all at thejamhole.com. Just check out the site. Check out the new poll about global warming, I think.
Cool.
Is that the poll?
I think so.
Something like that.
I do want to continue doing this AA or NA thing with Ashley just because, one, I'm a really good friend. Two, it's extremely hilarious
it's
for us.
It's funny as fuck.
Exactly. You know, it's extremely hilarious. It's good content for us here. It's something great for me to talk about later and whatever. And it gives me a chance to hang out with my friend too, you know, and so I want to keep doing that
in a safe
I will be bringing more of that to the show. You have that to look forward to. Chickadee also wants to know, she goes, when does my Jew fee come up again?
Probably, what was that, $25 for 6 months?
Yeah, I think about 6 months.
Right. If you're Jewish and you don't want us to kill you, thegemhole.com/donate $25 for 6 months, $50 a year, and we won't kill you. So
right, right. She
set the standard. Don't look at me. She set the standard. So
Chickadee did it.
Direct your hate mail to at Chickadee is her Twitter, right. I believe.
Something like that.
All right. Other than that, thank you very much, Tim Henson, distortedview.com. Thank
I love
you very
you.
Much, Keith Malley, keithandthegirl.com.
I love you too.
Why do we plug them? They are way bigger than us. You should
I don't
be
even know.
Plugging
I don't
us.
Understand.
Thejamhole.com.
Yes, you should be plugging us, please.
We'll be back on, what's today, Monday? We'll be back Wednesday. Email us info@thejamhole.com, 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. Other than that, we love you all. We'll see you Wednesday. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.